Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Audio cut of the day before the afternoon is up. We're going to spend a little time in the next segment before audio cut of the day with State Rep Steve Butts, who was on the roundtable. But he's, you know, an insurance guy, and he's got some thoughts on what's happening in California and what the implications of some of this might be relating to insurance. So that's coming up here in a few minutes as well. You know, the Consumer Electronics Show took place in Las Vegas this week, and we have not hooked up with our friend Ian Scher, who is a tech whiz for CBS News. He's with us this afternoon. Happy New Year, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Happy New Year to you as well.
Let's start, before we get to CES, with the TikTok arguments before the Supreme Court. I didn't really hear much about that today. I was focused on some other things. What can you tell us about what happened?
Yeah, so it's a lot of what you expected, right? The lawyers for TikTok said that the law is unconstitutional and that it broke the First Amendment. As you remember, the law that was passed by Congress, signed by President Biden, effectively allows the United States to declare that an app is owned by a foreign adversary and block it from U.S. shores. And the only way to stop that would be to have the foreign adversary sell that app to someone else. And so the argument that TikTok said was that that takes away the ability for Americans to have free speech because TikTok is a popular platform. And the Biden administration said, look, it's the same speech that's happening on the internet, and it can still happen even after TikTok were sold. But they didn't entirely deal with the question of whether or not TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. They said simply that they want the Chinese government to not be able to have access to user data from Americans.
So we're just going to have to wait, though, and see what happens, right? It's still a waiting game?
It is a waiting game. It doesn't appear that the court is going to wait for Trump. He had asked the court to wait until he was president to weigh in. And then the other thing is that it's not clear whether or not the court is really going to go up against the law either. It seems as though from the questions that the justices asked that they, you know, a lot of the legal experts think that they're probably going to uphold it, which would be a very interesting choice and raise a lot of questions about the future of how we interpret the First Amendment.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Ian Scher is here, CBS News tech expert. Let's talk about the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, 58 years in Las Vegas. They used to do two, if I remember correctly, Chicago and Las Vegas, but 140,000 people checking out new gadgets this week in Las Vegas. I think it's still going on, isn't it?
It is, and well, it's pretty much finished now. But it's a really interesting event. Of course, it's always fun because there's these wacky, interesting gadgets, and not just, you know, the cool, just awe-inspiring stuff. I have to say, one of the coolest things I heard about was that they had these see-through TVs that literally look like a sheet of glass, like it's a window, but you turn it on and it's a TV.
Whoa.
And you turn it off and it's just glass again. And to me, that is just super cool. Like, I hate these ugly black boxes I have all over my office right now, right? Like, especially when they're not turned on and doing something, they're just sitting there taking up space. It would be great if it was just a piece of transparent glass.
Absolutely. Well, so, you know, there was an era in the CS for the longest time. And I you know, I spoke of him fondly last week because it was a guy that I got to know. And I don't know if you ever came across Jim Barry. Did you know Jim from the Consumer Electronics Association?
I know of him. I never met him myself.
So I started, you know, talking CES with Jim Barry 30 years ago when I was in Columbia, Missouri. And he was a guy that would go across the country and bring some gadgets and gizmos. And he would promote consumer electronics and he would promote the CES shows as well. And then he came to Milwaukee and I was up there. And then he would visit here in St. Louis when I was back in St. Louis. So I knew him for literally 2.5 decades and he passed away a few years ago. But I bring it up because I was always passionate about this show. And for the longest time with Jim, you know, especially if you go back to the mid-2000s, it was always about new TVs. New TV, bigger, better. Finally, we get to TVs that are thin and light. But, you know, television technology, I know that it's certainly changed, but that's not really the focus of where people are spending money these days.
Well, I would say that TVs generally have always struggled from this kind of reason for being, right? A lot of people tend to buy a new TV and then hold on to it for a very long time. I'm a great example. I am like an Uber nerd, right? But I only bought a TV in 2010 to replace a TV from 1995. And then I bought a TV in 2019 to replace the TV from 2010. I'm like the worst of those consumers for them, right? So, but I also think I'm not that unusual. I think a lot of people just hold on to their TVs until they literally don't work for them anymore. And then buy a new one. And that is not how the industry tends to make money.
Yeah. So what was hot this year? What is hot? A lot of the automation, the home automation, things along those lines? Or what are people buzzing about out there?
Probably the biggest thing that you would expect would be AI. But it wasn't the way that you think. It was a lot of, you know, the prove it time for AI. Show us that this can actually be useful. So, you know, it straddles wacky and useful. But they had a barbecue smoker there that what it does is that it uses AI and sensors to actually be able to identify, knowing what type of meat is in there and all that type of stuff, when you should be basting the meat. And then if you forget and you don't open it up, it'll actually adjust the temperature to make sure that you don't dry it out too quick. So that's kind of cool, right? I can get behind that.
Yeah,
right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and then there was a lot of also solar stuff. We're starting to see a lot of interest in solar, partially, I think, because so many of us need energy wherever we go, right? I mean, battery packs are something that everyone buys nowadays. I remember when it used to be a thing that only nerds like me carried around. And so now there are things like beach umbrellas that are solar, and even, you know, on the wackier side, a hat that, you know, for like when you're taking a hike, that's solar. I don't know if you need a hat, but a beach umbrella, maybe, you know, right? And then finally, you know, the robot vacuums we all know, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they've been adding more stuff to them lately. Like, you know, they have mops. Some of them have sensors in them that are able to identify if your pet left a present and avoid it so it doesn't smear it all around. Well, now they've added a robot arm to these things, and it does one of two things. One of them will actually jut out from it, like make the weird noise like a robot, and come out and pick up your socks and move them out of the way if we're that lazy, and some of us are, so I get it. The other one, it actually goes on the bottom, and what it does is it's kind of a little kickstand, because some of us have these lips between like our kitchen and the next room or whatever, and some of the robots can't get over them.
Oh, yeah,
well, now that kickstand will help them to get over that little hump. Yeah, so,
that.
You know, not world-changing, but hey, if it picks up my socks and gets through the kitchen, I'm all for it.
Sue talked about, I think it was you that was talking about the Kirin's electric salt spoon, Sue. Didn't you cover that?
Yes, this is so bizarre.
Have you heard about this one?
Yes.
All right, so you want to describe it?
I remember it, and I remember the previous thing that everyone talked about, the happy fork.
So this is something that you put in your mouth and you can put on your tongue, and it makes low sodium foods taste saltier. Or you can put salt on those foods too. I don't know which is better. You don't get the sodium then.
Well, the idea is to get you to eat less salt, which if you have heart condition like my father used to, then, you know, maybe that's the case, right? And apparently, if you add a little bit of electricity to your food, it'll make it taste saltier, which is news to me, but I'll trust it for now. You know, I think that it's an interesting idea, but it's worth noting that the Happy Fork, and it was HAPPI, you can look it up on Google. It came out like something like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and it was supposed to help you remember not to eat too much because it would vibrate if you were eating too quickly, right? It would track when you were moving the fork around.
Right.
And it didn't really end up doing that well, even though the idea was pretty cool. I'm not sure if the low sodium diet is going to be where everyone's going either.
No,
Well, you know what? You always know yourself when you're overeating, so there's really no need for a reminder. I think that's why
that's right. I don't need a Jiminy Cricket to tell me how I'm feeling already.
Exactly.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
How do people, you know, in this era where we don't go to stores anymore, we shop online, how do people, and I know marketing is involved, that's how companies get the word out. My wife works in marketing, but how the hell do you find out about all these things? They get featured in an electronic show. And then, you know, do you ever hear about them again?
Well, honestly, that's part of what's interesting about how the internet is changing. So Salesforce put out a recent report, I think it was Salesforce, where they said that AI chatbots on various websites, including Amazon and everything, are actually becoming a go-to place where you type in, hey, I need to buy a gadget for my nerdy 40-something-year-old cousin. What do you recommend? He likes Star Wars, right? And it'll actually recommend a product. The other thing also is that still a lot of people tend to go with stuff like the best of lists that a lot of publications put out. Obviously, Oprah's favorite thing of the year is still a popular thing. So that tends to be it. But it's not exactly marketing, right? And a lot of times, it's really about whether or not this product is good. I will say, though, I am impressed, having little kids now, how positioning in a flyer, like, you know, those things they send to our home still, can make a kid think, oh, that toy looks really cool, just because of where it is in the flyer and how it is when you open the page. So that stuff does work.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting.
Well, that's modern day marketing, I guess you would say.
There you go.
Right. Well, it's always fun to talk about gadgets and gizmos. We love it. Anything else that kind of popped from this particular show?
You know, I think the thing that I am going to be watching out for the most, because I am this type of person, is that there are a lot of glasses that were shown off at this show that have computer vision in them, right? There's been a lot of talk about putting a computer image on top of the real world. So, you know, imagine having an arrow in front of you telling you where to go when you're walking. And nobody's been able to get it right so far. They still don't seem to be perfect, but we're getting ever closer. And I don't think it's this year. I don't think everyone's going to go run out and buy glasses, but it's getting a little closer all the time. And I'm always really interested in that.
So we got, and I haven't even tried them on, but some of the, I guess it would be what, the Apple Vision Pros?
How is that?
Well, I haven't used it yet. My daughter's been messing around with it, but I haven't put them on yet, so.
You're an Apple guy. How could you not have played with
it
yet?
Well, we just got it last week, so I have not played with it. I am an Apple guy, and I love my new iPhone and all of that, but I intend to do that. But I'm a little surprised. I think that stuff, I remember putting goggles on maybe for the first time 3 or 4 years ago, and it seems like that's still kind of a slow area of growth.
Yes, the industry had hoped that it was going to be the next big thing after the iPhone, and it hasn't proven to be that. It may still change the way that a lot of us work and especially play video games and stuff like that. I spoke with Chevron a while back about how they're using some of these things because they have cameras and they're connected to the internet. if you're on the middle of a tanker in the middle of nowhere in the ocean, you have an internet connection, something goes wrong, instead of having to fly some expert out to that tanker, they're instead able to just get on a video call, right? And they say, hey, move your head closer to this thing and let me see what it looks like. And they're able to diagnose the problem there. That's super cool. But most of us aren't fixing tankers all day long. So it's a tough one.
Well, I know you live out east now. You used to live out west. You were in Northern California. But just some thoughts on what we've been seeing. I'm guessing you might have some friends affected there. It's just devastating, Ian.
Friends and family. It's really sad. And part of the really tough part is that a lot of the people who are being caught up in this, you know, they were not expecting this. Like last year at this time, I don't know if you remember, there was flooding. Right. And so a lot of what they're up against is that the climate just keeps changing on them over and over. And, you know, I'm dealing with that here in D.C., too. Right. We used to have real snow. And then over the years, it's gotten warmer and warmer. We have less snow.
Yeah.
But we had a real snowstorm this year. School was out for the whole week because they couldn't even get 9 inches off the roads quick enough.
Well, we had the same situation. You were in the same storm that we were. And my daughter went to school one day this week. She went yesterday. And then they were off again because we got like a half an inch or whatever it was today. It was a little bit more than that. But, you know, we panicked throughout the area. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And it used to be it was normal, right?
Right.
I think that's what's unfortunate. I mean, my heart breaks for so many people. But the hard part is that they don't know if they're going to flood or be on fire 1 year to the next. That is what's really scary.
And maybe even a couple of weeks, because look, the rainy season technically kicks in here at the end of January. So we could have mudslides, sadly, in a few weeks as well. It's just awful. Ian Scherer, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for giving us the briefing here this afternoon on CES. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely.
All right, take care, Ian.
Get more at 971talk.com.